弟兄姊妹，我们请先打开圣经，我们读几处主的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's open our Bible first. We will read a few passages.
第一处是哥林多前书第一章。
First passage is in 1 Corinthians chapter
1. 哥林多前书第一章，我们看17-18节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
基督差遣我，言不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
First Corinthians, chapter 1:17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the word of power of God.
十八节那个十字架的道理，那个道理啊，原文是没有那个理字。
Now, the message of the cross in Chinese, Bible, it says the doctrine without the message.
那个是十字架的话。
It's actually the word of the cross.
或者十字架的传讲
or the preaching of the cross
或者说十字架的发表
or the expression of the cross
好我们再看再读哥林多前书第一章的22-24节
Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 22-24
22节
Verse 22
犹太人是要神迹希利尼人是要求智慧我们却是传钉十字架的基督在犹太人为绊脚石在外邦人为愚拙但在那蒙召的无论是犹太人希利尼人基督总为神的能力神的智慧因神的愚拙总比人智慧神的软弱总比人强壮
Verse 22-25 For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom but we preach Christ crucifiedTo the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
哥林多前书第二章第一节到第五节
First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去。并没有用高远大志对你们宣传神的奥秘因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语乃是用圣灵和大能的名证叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧只在乎神的大能
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech and of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom.But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
最后我们读第一章的哥林多前书第一章的第四节第五节
Lastly, we will read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 5.
或者第六节
Or verse 6.
第四节我常为你们感谢我的神因神在基督耶稣里所赐给你们的恩惠又因你们在他里面凡事富足口才知识都全备
Verse 4 I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge
我们再把六七节读一下。
And、
第六节。
Again, we will read verse 6.
正如我为基督做的见证，在你们心里得以坚固，以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，等候我们的主耶稣基督显现。
Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道哥林多前书是保罗跟同这个所提尼弟兄写给哥林多的教会，神的教会。
We know Paul and his co-worker Sosthenes wrote this epistle to the Corinthian church.
刚才我们读到的是这里说他们有、在基督里有各样的恩惠，凡事富足，口才知识都全备。
And here we just read that Corinthians were enriched in everything by Christ in all utterance and all knowledge by the grace of God.
他们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
Therefore, they come short of nothing in their gifts.
那么接下来呢，保罗就说到在你们的中间呢有纷争。
And then Paul began to say, among you, there was this division.
他们有人说我是属亚基伯的，我是属保罗的，亚波罗的，我是属基法的，等等。
Some of them said, I am of Paul. Others said, I am of Apollos. And others said, I'm of Cephas. Even others said, I'm of Christ.
所以到了第三章的时候呢，保罗就对他们说。
Therefore, in chapter 3, Paul said this to them.
他说我不能把你们当作属灵的
I could not count you as spiritual
只得把你们当作属肉体的在基督里为婴孩的
But only as to carnal as to babes in Christ
我们要问说哥林多前书、保罗在这里说前面他们有各样的恩赐
Then we want to ask this that Paul first said that they were、enriched with all gifts
他们的知识口才都全备
And、they had been enriched in all utterance and all knowledge.
那这里为什么说他们是属肉体的
Then why again Paul here said that they were carnal?
在基督里是婴孩呢
They were babes in Christ.
因为他们中间有纷争
That's because there、was this division among them.
这些是属肉体的表现
And all of this、was the manifestation of their flesh.
一个在基督里做婴孩的
He who is a babe in Christ.
我们说到是一个天然的人。
We know that he is a natural man.
一个属肉体的人。
He is a fleshly man.
保罗在这里说，是的，他们是在基督里的人。
Yes, Paul here said that they were people in Christ.
是蒙恩得救的人。
Yes, they were saved by God's grace.
就着罗马书的情形来说。
As to Romans.
他们的地位是完全的。
They would be said that they had、possessed this complete position in God.
他们在也接受基督作为他们的救赎、他们的中保、他们的代替。
They had received Jesus Christ as their mediator,、as their substitute.
所以他们的立场是完全的。
So their position in God was complete.
他们不是在肉体的里面。
They were not in flesh position-wise.
但是肉体在他们的里面。
However, flesh was in them.
他们仍然受着天然的思想。
The natural thought.
天然的思想影响他们的行动。
Still affected their doings.
所以他们的情形是一个天然人。
Therefore, as to their spiritual conditions, they were counted as natural men.
也可以说是属魂的人。
Or we could say they were soulish men.
属血气的人。
Of flesh.
他们里面的属血气的属魂的大过了他们那个属灵的人
Their fleshly carnal man within has surpassed their spiritual man
我们说到一个属魂的意思是什么呢
Now what does this mean to be carnal
就是说这个人他是受着他自己天然的思想意志情感所管制
This person is controlled by his naturalthoughts, his natural、man, his natural will and emotion.
而不是受着圣灵借着基督来管制他的思想。
And he is not being controlled、by God through the Holy Spirit to control his thoughts.
他们的观念、他们的理由、他们的判断、他们的价值标准。
Their thoughts, their judgment, their value,、everything involved.
都是世上的智慧。
is based upon this worldly wisdom.
是从这世上来的智慧。
This wisdom is from this world.
结果他们的行事为人就不属灵。
Therefore, their walking is simply not spiritual.
也不像主。
Nor Lord-like.
所以生命的成长的这条路就被拦阻了。
Therefore, there is this obstacle hindrance in this way of the spiritual growth in life.
换句话说，他们那个生长生命的成长就被拦阻。
To put it another way, that is, a spiritual growth has now been hindered.
不能长大成人，
They cannot mature, grow up, and still they are babes.
所以保罗在第二章这里说，
Therefore, in chapter 2, we read here,
我曾定了主意，
I determined,
在你们中间不知道别的，
not to know anything among you.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
保罗在这里说到十字架的能力，十字架的工作。
Here Paul talks about the power, the work of the cross.
不仅可以叫我们成为一般得救的人。
Not only would the cross make us people who have been redeemed.
乃是要将我们从魂的那个捆绑里面拯救出来。
But also it will deliver us from the bondage of soul.
从魂的里面拯救出来，因为魂大过我们里面的灵的生命。
Because very often the soulish life has surpassed our spiritual life within.
我们这里停一下，说一说这个世上的智慧是什么。
Now we'd like to pause here for a minute to talk about what is the wisdom of the world.
在当时是说到古希腊那个文化、艺术、哲学。
In those days, it spoke of all the literature.And all the culture, all the arts of the Greek time,
历史、宗教等等这些人文的知识
including history, including human wisdom.
我们知道希腊文化是非常发达的一个文化
So we know that Greek wisdom is well developed at that time.
那么到了近代，从十六世纪，欧洲的文艺复兴运动开始
Now starting from 16th century's Renaissance,
一直到今天
until today.
人文主义人本主义或者我们说
Humanism
成为人类文化一个主流
has become the mainstay of the worldwide culture
我们中文说人本主义顾名思义就是说以人为中心
Humanism by its name means that man-centered
它强调人的个性的解放
It emphasizes the releasing of a person's character
人权至上
And human rights are the rule.
今天我们听起来都很合情合理。
And today, as we listen to all these, we think this all sounds very reasonable.
陶素弟兄有这么一句话说过。
Now, Brother Tozer once said.
他说，人本主义是仇敌最大的工作。
Humanism is the greatest work of our enemy.
因为他以人为中心。
Because it is man-centered.
不是以神为中心。
Instead of God-centered.
人类正在建造一座宏大一座巴别塔。
Now, mankind is building a tremendous, gigantic Babel Tower.
塔顶通天可以宣扬人的名。
And this tower will reach to heaven to declare the name of man.
我记得贤明弟兄去年都跟我们交通过几次这方面的信息。
I remember Brother Tony Chu shared several messages based on this theme.
今天人要的是一切从人的需要出发。
Now, everything man wants today is based upon man's needs.
以人为中心
which is simply man-centered
我们再举一个例子以这个好莱坞做一个例子
Now I would like to use Hollywood as an example
那里是一个大的全世界最大的一个电影制作工厂
That's the greatest film producing factory over there
它影响了全球的人
And it has affected the people in the whole world
今天你纵观这个世界娱乐成为人类生活的一个中心
As you look at the whole world entertainment has become the very center of our living
成为一个偶像
Has even become our idol
你看歌星明星影星多少人对他们顶礼膜拜
Now think about all the stars, all the singers, millions of people worship them.
同样，人的思想、人的意见、人的观念是社会的潮流。
Likewise, men's notions, men's thoughts, men's opinions are simply going along with this tide.
也进到教会里面。
And this kind of thinking even entered into the church.
加拉太的教会里面。
In Galatian church.
保罗说他们很快去听从了别的福音。
Paul said that they so quickly go after another gospel.
别的福音。
Another gospel.
不是保罗所传的福音。
It's not the gospel that Paul preached.
教会历史上不断重演这个历史。
Now in the church history, the same thing repeatedly occurred.
今天也是一样。
It's even so in today's world.
让人很难分辨。
It's so hard for us to tell apart.
我们说真假难分。
So we say it's very hard to tell the truth from the false.
我看了一个在中国大陆看了一个电视节目。
Now in mainland China, I watch a TV show.
它那个节目叫气味纯真，气味纯真。
The name of the show is To Take Away the Falsehood and Remain the Truth.
就有一个主持人，他手上拿一个铁锤。
Now the host would have a gravel in his hand.
那么有些人呢，就把他们的这个宝物啊，家里的老古董带来。
And some people would bring all the antiques of their households to him.
那么如果是真的，就跟他估一个价；如果假的，就当场跟他打碎。
Now, if the host found that this thing is true, and right away he would place a price tag to that. If it's not true, then he would just smash it into pieces with his gravel.
那么这些宝物带来的时候呢，背后都有专家已经鉴定过。
When they brought all these treasures to the host, they had already had some experts, examining it.
所以我看见这个节目呢，我就联想到很多今天社会上各方面发生的事。
As I watched this TV show, I thought of so many things related to it happening in this world.
每一个人把他的那个宝物拿出来，古董拿出来，他说都信誓旦旦说这是真的。
Every man when he brings out his antique or some treasure, he is so definitely sure this is true.
有一个人说，我手上这个古董。
And one person said, "Antique holding in my hand."
是我的曾祖父的曾祖父。
Was from my great 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 grandfather.
乾隆皇帝下江南的时候。
From the Emperor Qianlong when he came down to the southern part of China.
遗留下来的。
He left it behind.
我手上这个青瓷碗。
Or this porcelain vase in my hand.
是当年康熙使用过的。
Was once used by the Emperor Kangxi.
今天有两个遗落在民间。
And these were the two precious pieces being left in among people.
有一个呢去了台湾。
And one of those had been taken to Taiwan.
可能这个陈夫人吴淑珍收藏。
Maybe it was taken care of by the Mrs. Chen.Who was the wife of the last Taiwanese president.
他说还有一只呢就在我手上。
Maybe the other one was right here in my hand.
好了你看的时候呢真是很美丽很好。
When you look at that piece, it was so beautiful.
不单说他说的那么真切而且确实各方面我们这些外行人看的都是非常宝贝。
Not only that this person said it so firmly, but to all of us,Layman, we say, wow, this is so precious.
结果
And then,
绝大部分都被打碎
Most of these antiques were being smashed to pieces.
因为专家们可以从这个碗的造型
Because experts could look at the form of this bowl or vase.
里面绘的画的那个图案
And also the pictures being drawn in it.
颜色
Even the color of it.
材质
And the material used.
很多的方面他们能够鉴定这是假的。
Now, from many aspects, they could appraise this antique to see if it's true or false, or a fake.
所以主持人就毫不犹豫地跟他砸碎。
So the host, without any reservation, right away, simply smash it.
我们刚才读到十七节的时候。
Now, here as we read verse 17.
第一章的十七节保罗说。
Of chapter 1.
基督差遣我，言不是为施洗。
Christ did not send me to baptize,
乃是为传福音。
But to preach the gospel,
并不用智慧的言语。
Not with wisdom of words,
免得基督的十字架落了空。
Lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect.
保罗不用世上的智慧。
So Paul did not use the wisdom of the world.
世人自己的智慧。
Or human wisdom.
因为十字架的话。
Because the message of the cross.
十字架所发表的是神的大能。
The word of the cross magnifies the power of God.
是神的中心，啊，神的智慧。
And also God's wisdom.
这里神是中心，基督是中心。
Here God is the center, Christ is the center.
所以保罗在这里归结说，他传福音的中心内容是耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
Therefore, Paul summed it all up that the very message of the cross is simply Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我们先读一些圣经来看一下有关十字架的这方面。
We'd like to read few pertinent passages regarding the cross.
增加我们对耶稣基督并他钉十字架我们多一些的了解。
To help us understand more of this message of Christ and Him crucified.
我们请先看马太福音十六章。
First, Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
Jesus said to them.But who do you say that I am?
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, Son of the living God.
好，接下来我们跳到二十一节。
Now let's now drop down to verse 21.
从此耶稣指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司、文士、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
From that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day.
彼得在启示里面认识耶稣是神的儿子，永生神的儿子。
In Revelation, Peter came to know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
但是他还必须认识十字架。
But still, he needs to know the cross.
所以后面说，从此耶稣才指示门徒。
Therefore, the verse says, from that time Jesus began to show to his disciples.
离开十字架，我们没有办法真正认识、了解我们的主。
Apart from the cross, we would never really understand and comprehend our Lord.
同样，当人要认识基督为神的儿子时
，So likewise, when man wants to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
十字架才能被我们真正的认识跟了解。
Only when they do so, they will really understand the cross.
我们认识耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Now, when we know that Jesus Christ and Him crucified,
这是真正认识我们的主。
Then, this is the true meaning of knowing our Lord.
这两样是并行的。
These two go side by side.
互相依存的，互相依赖的。
And they are interdependable.
我们再看约翰福音第八章。
Now let's read John 8.
约翰福音第八章二十五节。
Verse 25.
好，对不起，二十八节。
Instead, verse 28.
所以耶稣说，你们极其人子以后，必知道我是基督。
Then Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He.
约翰福音第三章。
And John chapter 3.
十四节
Verse 14
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇人子也必照样被举起来叫一切信他的都得永生
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness even so must the Son of Man be lifted up 15 that whoever believes in him shall be not perish but have eternal life
十字架揭示出耶稣是谁
The cross explains who Jesus is
我们所信的是谁
Whom is he that we believe?
除他以外别无拯救
Apart from him, there is no salvation.
这条路是窄路
And this way is a narrow way.
但我们蒙恩的人知道这是一条蒙福的路。
But we who have been saved by grace know that this is also a blessed way.
这是一条荣耀的路。
This is a way of glory.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架是我们信他的人的永恒的主题。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified is an eternal theme toward us who believe in Him.
是整个宇宙永恒的主题。
And it is the everlasting theme in the whole universe.
我们从创世纪的第三章我们就看见了神用皮子就是血流血的皮子给亚当和夏娃做皮衣。
Now in chapter 3 of Genesis we read that God has used this tunic of skin with blood as a covering for Adam.
从那里开始我们看见血救赎十字架。
And right from there we could see this blood of redemptive work.
我们再看以赛亚书五十三章。
And then again in Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章，我们看五到七节。
We will read verse 5 to verse 7.
那是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。第七节，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Verse 5 of Isaiah 53. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
我们再看《使徒行传》二十六章。
And Acts chapter 26.
二十二节、二十三节。
Verses 22 and 23.
然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住。对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证，所讲的并不外乎众先知和摩西所说的将来必成的事，就是基督必须受害并且从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
Acts 25
26
Acts 26
yeah, 26章二十二节到二十三节。
Verse 22, chapter 26, verse 22. Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles.
路加福音的第九章
Luke chapter 9
28节
9:28
到31节
2:31
说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他们的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。
Luke 9:28. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. And behold,Two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
我们看见这两位律法和先知的代表在这里谈论的是耶稣的死。
Here we see the representation of the law and the prophets. We're talking about the departure of Jesus Christ.
谈论的是他耶稣将要在耶路撒冷成就的事。
They were discussing about the things to be accomplished in Jerusalem.
最后我们看启示录的第五章。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 5.
第六节
Verse 6,
我又看见宝座和四活物并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
Revelation 5:6, And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood the lamb as though it had been slain, having
第九节
Verse 9,
他们唱新歌说你配拿书卷配揭开其印因为你曾被杀用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来叫他们归于神
Verse 9 And they sang a new song saying You are worthy to take the scroll to open its seals For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nationAnd have made us kings and priests to our God.
我们从刚才读的这些圣经
Now from the passages we just read,
我们看见一件事
We saw one thing.
基督十字架贯穿了整本圣经
That the cross of the Christ has permeated through the whole Bible.
当十字架的意义不单说到我们的主被钉
Now the meaning of the cross of our Lord does not simply mean that he has been crucified.
十字架意义包含他的受死他的埋葬他的复活他的升天
It also means his death, his burial, his ascension, his resurrection and ascension
到他坐宝座
Until he sits on his throne
而且我们这些得以在基督里的人
Also those of us who are in Christ
我们这些能够以神活好能够以神的性情有份都是因着十字架
We who are reconciled to God, who have been partakers of His divine nature, the reason we are who we are is because of the cross.
使徒保罗被呼召出来以后
Now, after Apostle Paul was called,
他是有启示，有意象
with revelation, with vision,
他也有经历
with experiences.
所以他的整个福音的信息
So the whole message of his gospel,
也是他持守的意象
is the very vision that he held fast to.
他的福音的信息
The message of his gospel
也是他的生活侍奉的这个根基
is also the very foundation of his service and of his living
十字架的道路就是保罗一生的道路
Therefore the way of the cross is the way of Paul's Christian walk all his life
也应该是每一位蒙恩得救的人的道路
Or to say it should be the same way for all of us who have been saved by his grace
我们看一下马太福音十六章
Let's now consider Matthew 16
第二十四节
16:24
于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
我们再看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我就当舍己天天背起他的十字架来跟从我
Then Jesus said to them all If anyone desires to come after me Let him deny himself And take up his cross daily And follow me
我们先默想一下这一段的经文
Let's now meditate on these passages
跟从若有人要跟从我这些人是谁
If anyone desires to come after meWho are these people?
是我们这些蒙恩得救人，是主的门徒。
These are we who have been saved by God's grace. We are Christ, the Lord's disciples.
第一件事要做的，主说你们当舍己。
The first thing that we need to do is to deny ourselves.
否认自己。
To deny yourselves.
以这个旧的人告别。
to say goodbye to your old man.
以这个旧造的这些天然的这些东西告别。
To bid farewell to all the things of your old creation.
与主同钉。
You being nailed to the cross with Christ.
单单来仰望神的救恩，十字架的救恩。
And solely look upon the cross of the redemption.
第二点。
The second thing is.
他说，背起他的十字架。
Take up his cross.
我们注意一下这个他的十字架。
Now let's pay attention to this word, his.
不是我，是我的十字架。
Not my cross.
你的十字架。
Or your cross.
不是说别人的十字架。
Not somebody else's cross.
这个话是对我们每一个人说。
This word is spoken to each one of us.
每一个要跟从主的人是背起他的十字架。
Everyone who wants, desires to follow the Lord has to take up his cross.
那么背起十字架就是说你要走到哪里去。
Now take up your cross to where would you go?
你被强制的，当时是你被强制的背上十字架，你要去被处死。
In those days when you take up your cross, it's by force, you are compelled to be crucified.
今天我们这些蒙恩的人，我们是心里乐意，心甘情愿来背起这个十字架。
But to us who are saved by grace, today we take up the cross willingly, joyfully to follow our Lord.
这个十字架包含各种的羞辱，各种的痛苦，甚至各种的逼迫。
Now this cross includes all the persecution, shame, and reproach.
路加这里说天天的十字架。
And here Luke tells us that daily,
you 天天背他的十字架。
Daily you take up your cross.
我想请问弟兄姊妹，天天的十字架在哪里？
I would like to ask our brothers and sisters, where is this daily cross we take up?
什么是他的、我的、你的十字架？
What is his, mine, or other people's cross?
我想在神的家中，弟兄姊妹相处。
In the house of God, when brothers and sisters dwell together,
都是相敬如宾的。
A lot of times,we respect each other so cold as ice.
不是宾客的宾，相敬如宾。
We respect each other as a guest.
相敬如宾。好，接下来周五他讲的没错。接下来呢，偶尔。
And then occasionally.
会碰到一些个别的相敬如宾，冰水的冰。
Then we might come to the situations that when we respect each other as though there is ice exists between us.
很少很少。
Seldom.
还有什么呢？
Seldom would this happen, but then again, what are other situations?
不同的意见。
We might come up with different opinions.
不同的主张。
Different ideas.
不同我的心。
As long as what you're saying is it does not go with what I think.
不合我的意。
It's not compatible with my thought.
大概是这些吧。
Maybe these are the situations we might encounter.
或者说我们一个礼拜大概见了一次两次。
Or sometimes we might see each other once or twice a week.
所以我想请问弟兄姊妹，这个天天的十字架在哪里？
Then I would like to ask, where is this daily cross that we have to take up?
我们要看到我们每一天的生活里面。
We have to see that in our daily living.
都在对付我们这个魂。
We're actually dealing with our soul.
我们这个己。
Ourselves.
我们的自由意志，我们的主张，我们的思想，我们的情感。
Our free will, our opinions, our emotions, our will.
这些表现在当我们在公司、家庭、学校、社会接触到各种人事物的时候。
This soulish life exhibited at school, at your house, at work, at the encounter with other people in this world, a society.
不管是正面的或者是负面的。
Whether it's positively or negatively speaking.
都要让我们在里面去学习功课。
They all allow us to learn this lesson.
都要让我们这个己受到对付。
To deal with ourselves.
正面的事会让我们这个人自高。
Now, when you encounter some things, positively speaking, they might make you very arrogant, puffed up.
负面的事呢，会让我们这个人灰心沮丧。
When you encounter some negative things, you become very despaired, very faint-hearted.
我们实在需要说，我们跟随我们主，天天来背这个十字架。
We really need to say this as we follow our Lord. We need to take up His cross daily.
第三。
Now, the third point is
跟从主。
To follow the Lord.
纵然我们在路途当中忍受了很多羞辱。
Although in the spiritual journey we might endure much reproach.
我们这个人受到很多的破碎。
And we as human beings are broken up in many pieces.
但是我们仍然能够义无反顾来跟从主。
But still without any hesitation or reservation that we want to follow the Lord.
因为我们信靠他。
Because we trust in him.
我们信任他。
We simply trust him.
我们愿意跟随这个羔羊的脚中来行。
We want to follow the very steps of the lamb.
我们就愿意遵守他的命令。
And we're willing to obey his commands.
接受他的管教。
To accept his chastening.
我们人最大的敌人就是我们自己。
Our greatest enemy is ourselves.
就是我们这个天然的己。
Our natural self.
我们一个人蒙恩得救以后，我们常常觉得自己也像哥林多的教会的弟兄们一样。
After we're saved by grace, often we feel we're just like the Corinthian saints.
我们也常活在肉体的里面。
Often we live in our flesh.
在我们的生活、行为、侍奉各方面。
And in our deeds, in our living, and in our service.
我们常常有这个己的表现，肉体的表现。
We often display this manifestation of ourselves, of our soul.
我们这个外面的，我们这个属魂的人，里面大过了那个里面属灵的人。
Simply put, that the soulish man often surpasses the spiritual man within us.
不知道弟兄姊妹的感觉，我觉得信主日子久了以后，有时候常常里面感觉自己不实在。
Now, I don't know what you think of this, but brothers and sisters, after I believe in the Lord for quite a while, I feel a lot of times it's so unreal in me.
不真实。
I'm not truthful.
里面觉得很空有时候。
An emptiness sometimes within my heart.
因为我们这个人的祷告的时候，我们刚才那个诗歌里面，我们祷告唱诗的时候，我们是一个样子。
Because just as a hymn, we just sang that when we pray, when we sing, we act a certain way.
但是在我生活、行为、侍奉上的时候呢，没有能够配在一起。
However, it does not match up with my daily living and my daily service.
它不相称。
They are incompatible.
所以里面会感觉空洞。
Therefore, within us, we will feel this void, emptiness.
还有肉体的表现，读经呢，觉得没有味道。
And as to the carnal manifestation is concerned, a lot of times when we study the Bible, we feel that they are not appealing.
没有膏油。
Without anointing.
没有亮光。
Without the insight.
我们整个人这个人的里面没有那个属灵的胃口。
Therefore, our spiritual man simply does not have the spiritual appetite.
不想吃，也不想喝。
We don't want to eat. We don't want to drink.
祷告呢，我们也没兴趣。
And it's not appealing to us either to pray.
我觉得祷告很枯燥。
We feel it's so boring.
这样一种光景让我们觉得生活也枯燥，我们里面就没有那个喜乐，没有那个安息。
Living in this kind of a situation, we feel we're bored, and there is no joy, no peace within us.
如果我们说万物的生长需要阳光。空气水分的话
If we say for all things to grow you need air you need sunshine and you need water
我们可不可以说基督徒的生活也有三件必须的事
Then could we also say that there are three necessities in a Christian spiritual growth
第一个主的话
First that is the Lord's word
它包括我们每天的读经生活
It includes our daily reading the Bible
包括各种聚会里面我们来听主的话
It also includes all the meetings where we could listen to the Lord's word.
与弟兄姊妹交通主的话。
Includes fellowshipping with brethren in God's word.
第二，祷告。
Now the second necessity is to pray.
我们个人在主面前的祷告。
Our personal prayer before the Lord.
我们在内室里面的祷告。
Or our prayer life in the inner chamber.
我们团体的祷告。
Even in the corporate prayers.
我们里面有没有那个常常跟主有那个亲密的交通
Do we often have this intimate fellowship with our Lord within us?
我们在团体的里面教会里面常常为着主的永远的旨意为着教会神的家的事为着别人福音的朋友我们一起的祷告
At church, corporately, we pray together for the affairs of the house of God for our gospel friends, for the will of God
第三十字架
And also the third necessity is that the cross.
主要我们天天背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
The Lord wants us to take up His cross daily to follow Him.
对付我们这个自己。
To deal with ourselves.
让圣灵做工在我们的身上。
So that the Holy Spirit could work in us.
圣灵做工的根基是在十字架上。
And the very foundation of the Holy Spirit's work is the cross.
我们刚才的诗歌也唱到说，在死的祭坛上，火就会从天上
降下来。The hymn we just sang that, on the altar of death, the fire would devour.
旧约里面讲到，祭坛预表了十字架。
In Old Testament, this altar also represents the cross.
火代表了圣灵的工作。
And the fire, typifies the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是执行神的工作
Holy Spirit executes God's work
成就神的心意
Fulfilling God's will
所以我们一个人被钉十字架
So a person who is crucified
天天背起自己十字架
And daily carries his cross
我们会成为一个破碎的人
He will become a person who has been broken
一个被车毁的人
Who has been destroyed
一个柔软的人
A very a subtle one, a very pliant person.
一个谦卑的人
A very humble one.
更重要的是一个顺服的人
The most importantly, he's an obedient one.
能够顺服神的带领
He's able to obey all of God's leading.
约翰福音十六章那里说
Now John 16, here he says.
十三节
Verse 13.
他那里说，只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白明白那里说等于 是说进入一切的真理
Verse 13 However when he the spirit of truth has come he will guide you into all the truth Chinese Bible says he will make you understand all the truth but it is guide
圣灵来要引导你们进入一切的真理
The Holy Spirit will come to guide you into all truth
Yan Wen Mio Zenni, Bus Zenni, the
In its original, there is no truth, this word.
Shila Yan Wen Shi, Zenni, Shi, Jue Dui, the Zenshi.
In Greek original, this truth is absolute truthfulness.
Shama Shi Zenshi.
Now, what is truthfulness?
Jiu Chu Shi, Jue Dui, the Zenshi.
Only our Lord is completed true.
Tongyan Shi, Zai, Endian, Chong, Zenni, Shi, Chong,律法是从摩西来的。
Now another verse it says the law comes from Moses.
恩典从真理是从基督来的。
Grace and truth come from the Lord Jesus.
那里也是真绝对的真实。
And that truth also means absolute truthfulness.
神的圣灵借着十字架在我们里面做那个建造的工作。
Now God's Holy Spirit through His cross is building up us.
让基督生命那个真实在我们里面渐渐增加
so that the truthfulness of Christ's life will gradually increase in us
我们那个天然的旧人魂的东西渐渐的减少
so the natural old man all the soulish things would gradually diminish
神的话能够慢慢进到我们里面
and then Gradually, God's word will enter into our heart.
神的话能够供应我们，滋润我们。
It will nourish us. It will supply us.
我们在祷告当中，我们与神就有亲密的交通。
So then, in prayer, we would have this intimate relationship with God.
更多的愿意祷告来亲近神。
And then we would become more willing to draw near to God.
我们与主的交通与主的联合才有可能成为一个真实
Only in this way that our fellowship, our union with God could become real to us
我们肉体的情欲跟圣灵是一直征战
The carnal flesh is always at war with the Holy Spirit
肉体与圣灵相争
The flesh wrestles against with, the Holy Spirit
天天都是如此
And it is so daily
我们的一生也是如此
This is also the same case with us throughout our life
所以这里说我们要听主的话要他说要天天背起他的十字架来跟从主
Therefore, let's all listen to God's word. Let's take up our cross, His cross daily and follow Him.
经历主的死
So we could experience His death.
让主的生命能够在我们这个里面活出来
That the Lord's life could actually live out from us.
我记得有不知道讲过没有有位弟兄这么说
I recall that one brother once said this.
他说我们的责任是进入基督的死
Our responsibility is to enter into the death of Christ.
主的责任是在我们里面活出他的生命
And the Lord's responsibility is to live out himself from our life
所以他说这个生命的标记是悠然自得的
So therefore he says the mark of this life should be very easy without much work
不著作不著作因为一切都是自然而然的
Everything is natural readily flowing out of you
我们一个真实的基督的生命是里面拥有基督的生命是从死亡中涌现出来的这个生命
A real true Christian life is a life flowing out from Christ's death
Ben Lewis 师母也有这么一句话
And also Sister Ben Lewis also said this
他说结出属灵的果子是死亡死亡有 两个冒号
Now the spiritual fruit is actuallydeath, quote unquote.
不是工作
Not work.
背十字架否认是否认我们自我的一个标记
Now, taking up your cross is simply a symbol of denying yourself.
这个标记在外面的表现就是顺服
The outward expression of this symbol is simply obedience.
顺服主的话顺服圣灵的带领
Obeying the leading of the Holy Spirit and the word of the Lord.
而且能让我们这个人听见圣灵微小的声音
And it also enables us to hear the gentle small voice of the Holy Spirit
能够听见弟兄姊妹说话的里面那个交通
To actually hear the fellowship hidden among brethren's talking
让我们这个人读经时候我们会有亮光
So as we study God's word we would have this light
我们就会有口味
And we would have this appetite
有属灵的口味
We have this spiritual appetite.
我们的祷告更能够真实的祷告
And as we pray more truthfully.
我们不单不停止祷告，我们愿意祷告，喜欢祷告。
Not only we will not cease praying, but we also like to pray.
我们更愿意为他人祷告。
Even more, we want to pray for others.
为教会祷告，为神的旨意祷告。
We intercede for the church for the will of God.
只有这样我们这个人的祷告才能够渐渐地与他的生活行为相称
Only in such a way that our prayer will gradually be compatible with our service and with our daily walk
我们常读主的话非常宝贵
It's very precious as we often study God's word
我们博览群书也非常好
And we just read all kinds of books and this is very good also
我们在生命中生活中个人的一些经历也很宝贵
And it is also precious when we have this kind of daily experiences in the Lord
但是还有一个更重要的我们如果让圣灵借着十字架做工在我们的身上
But what's more important is to allow the Holy Spirit through the cross to work in us
让前面的这些主的话我们的一点点有限的精力借着圣灵的十字架的工作在我们里面能够活出他那个真实
So that we could actually live out this truthfulness through the word of God through the working of the Holy Spirit
主的旨意是要我们每一个人都磨成他儿子的形象
Because God's will is that each one of us should be conformed to the image of his son
活出他的生命他的性情
to live out his life, to live out his attributes.
所以我想到说，真的知识加上经历。
So I would say this, the true knowledge plus experiences.
还有更重要的，圣灵在借着十字架在我们里面的工作。
And something even more important is the working of the Holy Spirit through the Holy, the cross.
我们最后看一下约伯的例子，好吧
？Let's now consider the example of Job.
约伯经过神的对付，受苦以后。
Now Job, after the Lord's dealing, after all the sufferings.
他说，约伯记十二章四十二章那里说。
He said,
42
verses 5 and 6.
他说我从前风闻有你，如今亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Job said, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you, therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
约伯以前对神的认识从列祖的遗传下来的。
Job's previous understanding of God was from the heritage of his forefathers.
是风闻而来的。
He simply heard of the Lord.
所以他没有什么亲身的经历。
He did not have the first-hand experience himself.
那经过这次受苦以后呢？
But after this suffering,
他对神的认识从头脑变成实际。
His understanding of God transferred from that in his head into reality.
所以好像亲眼看见神一样。
As though he himself saw God.
因此，这里他说，因此。
Therefore, he said.
约伯在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Job repented in dust and ashes.
我们说尘土说到我们人的本相。
Dust speaks of the very nature of man.
炉灰，我们说到一个被车毁、被炼尽的工作的结果。
Now ashes.Speaks of the very outcome of a person who has been purged, who has been cleansed.
所以约伯在这样的光景中懊悔，厌恶自己。
Now, in this kind of condition, Job repented and he abhorred himself.
一个人厌恶自己不容易啊。
It's not an easy thing for a person to abhor himself.
人都爱自己。
We all love ourselves.
你看一个集体照的时候。你看那个集体照，你在中间的时候。
When you look at a group picture and you are in the midst of them,
人你是看谁
？Who would you look at first？
通常的人，99.99%人都先看自己在那张照片当中。
Now 99.99% of people when they look at the picture would look for themselves.
人的本性本相是爱惜自己，顾惜自己。
The human nature is to cherish and nourish him or herself.
约伯经过对付以后，在这里厌恶自己。
Now Job, after he had been dealt with by God, he detested himself.
厌恶自己，那里还有言语啊，他的言语他厌恶。
Even he abhorred his own speaking.
我们一个人如果真实的认识了自己
，Now we, if we truly know ourselves,
我们才可能厌恶自己。
Only when we truly know ourselves would it be possible that we would abhor ourselves.
我们可以去否认自己。
Then it's possible for us to deny ourselves.
然后我们可以渐渐地脱离自己，进入那个渴慕神、爱慕神的光景里面。
And then gradually deliver ourselves from our souls and into the condition that we would love God.
我们可以依靠神，我们不再是自义、自夸。
Then we can depend on God. No longer are we self-righteous and self-boasting.
你看约伯以后的讲话的口气。
Now think of how Job started to talk, the manner of his speech after this.
我们一个人被带到这样的光景里面以后。
When a person's being brought into this kind of a condition,
他的举止、言谈、口气都会改变。
The way he carries out himself, the way he speaks.Are totally changed.
因为他不再是我的热心、我的奉献、我的恩赐等等，我的一切。
Because no longer would he depend on all his self, whether it's zeal, his sacrifices, his offering, his service.
他认识到神是中心，神是一切。
He comes to know that God is the center, God is all to him.
今天我们说主是我们的元首，主是我们的中心。
Now today we say the Lord is our head and the Lord is our center.
至于我，我约伯不过是尘土中的尘土。
And Job said that as to me, I am simply the dust of the dust.
我们同样在这样的光景里面，我们会看到自己真是尘土中的尘土。
Now likewise, if we are in his condition, we would also see ourselves as dust.
罪魁中，罪人中的罪魁。
The chief sinner.
神今天拣选了我们。
Now today God has chosen us.
使用我们。
Has used us.
肯用我们。
And he is willing to use us.
实在不是我们有一点点的好，一丝一点一毫的好。
It's not because of any of the merit we possess.
100% 是出于神的恩典。
100% it is purely from God's grace.
我们不单心中有这样的感觉。
Not only do we have this kind of understanding in our heart.
实际上本来就是如此。
But actually, as a matter of fact, it is so.
我们看看约伯最后那个祷告的生命。
Now let's consider lastly the prayer life of Job.
虽然三个朋友有献祭以后，约伯还没有从苦境中转回。
Although after the three friends have offered sacrifices, Job was still in his dilemma, in his suffering.
最后那里说，约伯为他的朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。
And then the Bible says that after Job prayed for his three friends, God restored him from his predicament.
这里我们看见一个成熟的生命的表现。
Now here we see the manifestation of his spiritual mature life.
三个朋友有犯罪，有得罪约伯。
Now all these three friends of Job's have offended him, sin against him.
但是约伯在这里能够为着他们得救，为着神能够赦免他的朋友，约伯在这里祷告。
But Job was praying for his three friends so that God would forgive them and also to restore them.
摩西在旷野做首领的时候，
When Moses was a leader in the wilderness,
以色列人抵挡他，攻击他，发怨言。
Israelites complained against, opposed against him, resisted him.
摩西都能够忍受。
Now with all this, Moses was able to endure them.
当神发怒要除灭百姓的时候，
When God was in great anger to wipe out his people,
我们记得摩西出来代祷。
We remember that Moses came out to intercede for them.
一个生命成熟的人，他不是为着个人一己的利益。
Now a man whose spiritual life is mature would never be self-centered, seeking out his own interest.
他是为着神的利益。
Instead, he's seeking out God's interest.
为着神家的利益。
Seeking out the interest of God's house.
为着众百姓的利益。
And seeking out all the interests of all of God's people.
我们最近查民数记三十一章的时候，
Recently, we read in Numbers chapter 31.
那里神吩咐摩西以色列人去除灭米甸人。
There God commanded the Israelites to destroy all the Midianites.
神吩咐摩西为出灭米甸人，为以色列人报仇。
God told Israelites, Moses, that you should destroy all the Midianites to avenge for his people.
接下来摩西到以色列民众那里说话。
And then we read that Moses went to his people to speak to them.
你们要为耶和华报仇。
They say that he said to them that avenge yourself for the Lord.
这里我们看见一个生命成熟的人，他的忠心，他的完全顾到的想到的是神。
Here we see a spiritually mature person. All his concern is centered upon God.
我们每一个人都有软弱。
We all, each one of us, has weaknesses.
生命成熟的要担待软弱的。
Those who are spiritually mature have to forbear those who are spiritually weak.
生命成熟的要从心里来宽恕担待。
Therefore, those who are spiritually mature have to forbear to forgive from their heart those who are spiritually weak.
我们互相代求。
We have to pray for one another.
这样的心智是从一个破碎的生命里面出来的。
And this kind of attitude, the mind is from a shattered life, broken life.
是从一个 被天天能够背十字架的生命里面出来。
This kind of attitude is from the life that daily takes up God's cross.
最后我们看一首诗歌。
Now lastly, let's read a hymn.
181首。181. 我读一下第四节。
I would like to read stanza 4 to you.
让这首诗歌成为我们今天的信息的结束。
Let this hymn be the conclusion of today's message.
你这使我抬头支架。
O cross that liftest up my head.
我不敢求以你相立。
I dare not ask to fly from thee.
我的荣耀我已葬下。
I lay in dust life's glory dead.
举此葬除生命红花
And from the ground there blossoms red
永远开放不已
Life that shall endless be
好我们低头祷告
Your head bowed please Let's have a word of prayer
祝我们这些人是蒙了何等大的恩典
Lord, what a tremendous grace that we have received.
虽然我们曾经活在黑暗罪恶的里面
Although once we lived in darkness and in sin,
你为我们流血受死救赎了我们
You have bled, you have died for us and redeemed us.
如今你仍然用你的爱来带领我们
Today you still lead us with your love.
你用你的话来引导我们
With your word you guide us
用圣灵保惠师来帮助我们
With your Holy Spirit the comforter you help us
在我们走这条天路历程的时候
As we walk in this spiritual pilgrimage
主啊真是让我们不离开你
Oh Lord help us not to depart from you
每一步路我们来跟随你的脚步
Every step of the way we will follow your footsteps
主我们常软弱做不到
Oh Lord we are so weak and often we cannot do it
但是你自己那个复活生命的能力能够成就在我们里面
But you yourselves power of this risen life will accomplish it in us
因为我们都是你手中的工作
Because we are all the workmanship in your hand
在你的手中能够做成
In your hand, it shall be done.
我们感谢你这个伟大的救恩。
We thank you for this great salvation.
我们感谢你十字架上为我们流血。
We also thank you for dying on the cross and shedding your blood.
我们感谢你这条十字架的道路要把我们都带进荣耀里去。
We thank you more because this way of the cross will lead us all into glory.
感谢主。
Lord, we give you thanksgiving.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.